BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Thursday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. In her own words, she's got a mouth like a super soaker. So Vicky Patterson off of Geordie Shore makes an epic innuendo bingo guest. You'll really enjoy it. Greg's on Real or No Real, and I send Chris out onto the streets for a Wimbledon-themed challenge.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Turn it up.
Radio 1.
And we're on. It's Thursday lunchtime with Scott Mills and a cracking bit of innuendo bingo, potentially, at 1.45 with Vicky Patterson off Geordie Shore today. You right, Chris?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I noticed that you are having a little leaf through Vicky's book there at the moment, just to see what's going on. She's got her first novel out. She's already done autobiography. She's on the Sunday Times best-selling list, actually. But she's got a new one out. And, I mean, it's perfect for, like, the sun lounge on holiday, isn't it?
Yeah, but I'm doing this like I did used to do my English homework. So, basically, I haven't read the book. That's the honest truth of it. So what I've done is I've just skipped halfway through.
Right.
And then I'm planning on quoting bits from halfway through the book, because then she'll think that I've read the whole thing. It's a clever trick that I always used to use at school.
Right, okay.
So we can all do this.
So you go further into the book, and then they think, yeah,
If he's 176 pages in, he's definitely read the whole thing.
Yeah, and okay? You've literally just picked it up.
So look, if you haven't read the book, and this includes everyone that's listening right now, and
it's
you
only
do
out
want
today.
To text a question, well, there you go. Let's all read a tiny bit together, and then we can just quote that in questions.
Okay.
She took a deep breath and ploughed on with her tuna shrash mimi.
Sashimi.
That's the one.
Yeah.
There seem to be endless courses going on here, so she might as well sit back, enjoy, and try get some banter in where she could.
There we are.
Is that enough to go
on?
Yeah,
exactly. And then my question would be, I love the bit where your character had a tuna sashimi.
That's the one.
That is one. But there's a slight problem. She's already in the green room outside and is listening to everything we say.
That is a problem.
That is a problem, and then the idea is slightly flawed. It's all fine. I'm really looking forward to this one today. I think it's going to be a wet one. You can watch it live on the Radio 1 website, anywhere where you can get Radio 1 on a screen, phone, laptop. It's on at 1.45 with Vicky from Geordie Shore.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I see that Vicky Patterson has just tweeted.
Yeah.
I think that you may have met your match today, because she's never played the game before. But she's just tweeted that she has a mouth like a super soaker.
I know. It's rare that this happens in this game, isn't it? That they seem so kind of... aggressively up for it.
Yeah, kind of angrily up for it. I'm looking forward to this. It's happening at 1.45.
I do feel slightly intimidated at the prospect.
Which I like a lot. Because normally you're the one that's like got all the confidence.
I'm not in control here.
Not really at all, no.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So I was in a taxi earlier. It's a taxi service that is in a lot of major cities around the UK and around the world now.
I get it, yeah.
And you use it via an app. And you can give your driver a rating out of 5. But as we discovered on Real or No Real before, they can also rate you.
Mm.
And it's kind of like a collective one from all the taxis that you've taken. They do an average out of 5. So I was in one of these earlier, and today my driver decided to tell me in great detail about my rating. Now, guess what mine is out of 5.
Well, it's not going to be 5.
Why?
Because
does anyone get 5?
Yeah, definitely. If you're on your best behaviour, you're going to get 5. You'll be awful.
Why?
You'll be I reckon you're on 3. No, I do. I don't think you realise what a nightmare you are.
What do you mean?
I just mean you thrash around.
No, that's on
you
planes.
Spill food all over the place.
That is true. I'm not
late at night, it's terrible. You probably roll in with a kebab. Kebab on the face, kebab on all over the seats.
To be honest,
you're a mess.
I can sometimes be a mess. I'm not a great traveller. I mean, you've seen me thrash about on planes before.
Yeah.
You don't want to be in front of me on a plane, do you?
We don't want to be next to you, having to apologise.
Yeah, you've done that before.
Mm.
Okay, so my rating is, you're saying 3?
I reckon 3,
unbelievable.
Yeah.
You've so been insulting this week. What with the leaky bag thing, now you're saying I'd be a 3?
How did you find out your rating? Did you just ask?
He told me.
What is it?
4.2. Now, I take offence to that. What have I done that in your car that's so bad to give me, I mean,
Because generally, as long as you've been a good passenger, they're just going to say five, aren't they? There's no real reason why you wouldn't be, unless the conversation was poor.
I always give them a five, so how come I'm coming back at 4.2?
It's such a good point. What are they rating you on? If what? It isn't just the journey, you must have been up to some stuff.
What have I done bad? I give you a five every single time, all of your drivers.
But imagine the conversation being so poor.
Do you think that's what it is? I don't often, sometimes I don't talk.
Mm. Well, maybe that's it.
Yeah. If you are one of these drivers or you know how the system works, could you let me know? Because I feel a bit gutted, to be honest.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC
Radio 1. Vicky Patterson, hiya.
Hello.
Good to see you.
Good to be here.
I'm really looking forward to this today because, I don't know, I just think you're going to be excellent at this game.
Do you think?
Yeah, I really think you are.
Is this because I've bigged myself up?
Yeah, a little bit. Well, you did just tweet that you have a mouth like a super soaker.
I know, I've oversold it. It's more just like a little water pistol.
But that's fine, that still works. I think it's just because you're so full of energy.
When was the last time you really showcased those skills?
It's been a while. I'm out of practice, I'm not going to lie. Mm. I've seen a little bit of you. You seem to be like banging the swing of things. I'm a bit nervous.
He's good. Yeah. He does it twice a week, see, that's why.
Oof,
and it's all
training.
About the, it's all about the spray technique, but we'll get onto that in a minute.
Okay, okay.
So Chris has just been leafing through your book, which is out.
I hear you've read it, Chris.
Yeah.
Yeah? Particularly... You dare mention to me about tuna sashimi, kid, and I tell you, you're going to be in trouble.
I think it was my favourite bit.
Oh, was it, yeah?
Because we
Page 76.
176. Know your own book.
He's done us.
you know when you're, obviously, because you're already on the Sunday Times bestseller list, actually.
Oh, check me out.
Yeah, you are. But that was with your autobiography. This is like a novel. It's like fiction, right?
It is, yeah.
So, like, when you are writing those, like, do you, because I know some people do it in different ways, do you just, like, lock yourself in your house? And is there a time limit in which you have to come up with it with? Or do you just go on holiday? And a lot of people do that. They just go to some fabulous pool or beach and then write it there.
Nothing quite that glamorous for me. I met with my editor about 6 months ago. I think it was like December. And we sat down, we put all of the characters together. We put together the story arc, chapter, play by play. We knew.
Ooh, story arc.
Ooh, check me out, terminology.
Okay. Yeah.
Knowing what we wanted to happen and when. And then I handed it over to a shadow writer who fleshed it out. I then got it back in March and chapter by chapter went through it and made sure... It was me. It sounded like me. It was current and it was for my generation.
Yeah.
I would like to think these books will end up speaking for themselves, but at the moment people are buying them because it's my name on the front cover, essentially.
Yeah.
So it has to feel like it is me. So there was an awful lot of work went in after I got it back from the ghostwriter.
And it's about a girl called Izzy and she joins a reality show.
I mean, would you believe it?
But everything is not as it seems.
Oof, yeah, there's a twist.
Yeah. You haven't got to that bit,
Chris,
yet.
Tuna.
Yeah, it's a sushi-based twist.
So did you get your friends in the book? Do you write them in as characters?
There are a couple of instances like within the novel where I've met someone, a reality TV star, or I've met a celeb or came into contact with someone and been disappointed by them.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Or thought, you're a bit... Yeah. Of a twit,
yeah.
And I'm gonna expose you.
Well,
thank you.
Awesome.
Slight stumble. Really it would good. Not have been a twit on any other day.
Like, my career flashed before me. But...
I've already. Sorry, everyone can breathe again.
I've got a bit hot.
It was twit.
I know. I'm saying it again. Yes, exactly. I know exactly what you're saying. Sometimes you meet people and they're not as you would have imagined or hoped.
They disappoint you. Do you know what I mean?
So they're in the book.
Yeah, there are a couple of people.
But under a different name. So instead of, say, it was Scott Mills, they're called, like, I don't know.
Hot Tills.
Yes, exactly. Like, it's very clear to know who it is.
One for your next one.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to... it's quite obvious. It's thinly veiled, put it that way.
Oh, excellent. I can't wait. You just need to get past the sashimi bit. You're all good.
I will do.
And what's it called? What's it called?
All That Glitters.
All That Glitters. Like, loads of our listeners have been saying they've got, like, the digital version already, so
yeah.
It's all good.
Thank you.
Also, Judge Judy, hilarious. So I was expecting, it's a show on MTV, I was expecting it to be like Judge Judy or Judge Rinder, but in Gateshead. But it's not, is it?
No, it's
you
not.
You go to people's houses. Chris is watching it earlier.
Yeah, you get so leery in it.
Do you think?
Yeah, I do. But I think you're very honest with it.
Yeah, I try to be as candid as possible. That's me torn down, babe.
Is it?
Yeah.
Lord.
Wow.
I know.
You sure you want to do innuendo bingo?
No, this is it. There seems to be so many different sides to you. Like, which Vicky are we getting for innuendo bingo? Is it the author? Is it the judge? Is it, yeah,
I mean, you're getting, reality star?
You're getting the Katniss Everdeen.
Oh, okay.
The Hunger Games version of Vicky Paterson.
Here we go.
Be prepared.
Okay. Well, yeah, exactly. That's why you can watch this in a minute on the Radio 1 website. We were just talking earlier. There's a taxi service that you may have used in all the major cities now, which you get on an app and you mm-hmm. give them a rating afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And they rate you as well. Did you know that?
No.
Yes. And I got told today that I'm 4.2 or 4.3? Quite low.
Out of what?
5. Now, I'm quite offended by that.
What did you do to offend them?
That's what I'm saying. Now, Charlotte's been on saying, I got rated a 4 and I was also devastated. I made great conversation. I was tidy. But I did have sushi in the back, so maybe he wasn't too happy about that. Probably has some tuna to share.
Sushi's proving popular today, Ella.
What do you think your rating would be?
Oh, I'd be a terrible passenger.
Why?
I don't like to be spoken to when I'm in taxis at all.
What, so you don't speak?
Taxis are my texting time.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm quite ignorant. And if they're hoping for sort of like some witty repartee, they would be sorely disappointed.
Mills does that. What Mills does is he pretends to be on the phone.
Yes, I like that.
All the time.
Classic.
Well, that's why
there.
You got your 4.2. Don't be looking for the 5s when you're on the phone.
I need to make better conversation. Note taken. The Scott Mills Daily. I'm looking forward to this one today. You right, Vicky?
I am so ready for this.
These swim shorts are too short.
Okay.
That's a short thing. It's a short. Now, I think you probably have met your match today. A lot of people get nervous about this, but you're not at all. You're like, yeah, bring it.
No, I can't wait. Let's do this.
Just please, no swearing. Thank you. I mean, you're doing a fantastic job of that so far.
I mean, I'm trying so hard.
I know you are. I can tell. I just don't really think about it. Get online now and you can watch this at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Anywhere where you can get Radio 1 on a screen, even your phone, do it. Vicky's about to play bingo. Let's go.
It's time to make another celebrity wet. This is Innuendo Bingo.
If the water's going to spray out, spray it over him. And there's a no-hand rule, so don't put your hand to your mouth.
Oh, jokes.
And as you say, just super soak.
Make this a wet one, right?
Okay.
Oh, obvs.
Okay,
it's
right.
A hot
so loads of water, because it is. I think this is going to be quite refreshing for both of you today. Let us know if you're watching on 81199. Okay, first we're starting with the Women's World Cup. And can we just say as well, well done to the England ladies team for doing so well. Have you downed all of that? Oh no, I thought you downed a whole glass then.
Wow. Mm.
But well done to the England team for doing so well and getting that far. Incredible. Mm-hmm. In particular, Ellen White, who still played absolutely brilliantly despite this happening.
Towards White, buffeted from behind, that's a free kick to England. Well played, Ellen White, because she went early, she planted her feet in the ground and she knew she was going to get right old hammering from behind, as she did.
What is that?
Yes, Vicky. You're already my favourite. Oh, wow. That was more than his spray. That never happens.
Because she went early, she planted her feet in the ground and she knew she was going to get right old hammering from behind, and she did.
Ellen, they're getting quite a nasty tackle.
Poor Ellen.
Uncomfortable to watch. Poor Ellen, I know. But, more water please.
Right. Yes.
Better results for Britain's women in the tennis. And I think we can all learn a little bit, well a lot actually, from Heather Watson's technique.
I definitely kept my cool better in this match today, but also I think I was striking the ball a lot better as well.
Heather Watson.
But also, I think I was striking the ball a lot better
that
as well.
That one from Newsbeat there earlier with British number one. What? Oh, Vicky, you've done a mess.
Right, you're in trouble.
And wasn't, like, she did that on purpose.
Yeah. That was from Trevor Nelson.
Why is he sending?
Okay. This is hilarious already, says David in Cheshire. Nat's watching in Sevenoaks. Oliver Webb is in Cheshire, is late for the doctors, but he can't not watch this. Over to Simon Mayo's confession on Radio 2. Now, yes, Chris, what's wrong with you?
Sorry, it's just the idea that he's got to go and explain why he's late to the doctors.
Yeah, sorry, I was just watching people spray water over them. Okay, Simon Mayo's confessions, Radio 2, where listeners confess to something that they've never told anyone before. It's late at night, and we joined this story in the kitchen.
She was trying to remember where the drinking glasses were kept. In the half light, she saw a row of cups on the draining board.
Oh, no.
Taking the nearest one, she gave it a splash of cold water from the pump and gratefully drank it down. To her horror, something slimy and firm slipped into her mouth and slid down her throat.
That was so good, that one.
I've done myself.
Yes, yes, you did.
To her horror, something slimy and firm slipped into her mouth and slid down her throat.
Now, that's drinking an egg yolk there by mistake late at night. You can't see what's going on in the kitchen. Matt in Essex heard that. Keep sending in your bingo clips, please. We couldn't do it without you. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Next, we're going to Bradley Walsh on popular game show The Chase. And Bradley, yet again, offers a challenging multiple choice question. Has Bradley gone off script here or what?
Here's your next question. Well, when flown, what does the maritime signal flag Z Zulu mean? A, keep clear of me. B, I'm dragging my anchor. Or C, I require a tug.
Just silly.
Chris is really getting it back today. Adam in Warsaw is not even watching, but just says, it sounds so wet.
He's had another mouthful then.
Now, I've just found out the maritime signal flag, Z Zulu, really does mean I need a tug. So, well, you learn something every day, don't you?
A, keep clear of me. B, I'm dragging my anchor. Or C, I require a tug.
Isn't this the best game ever?
I'm having so much fun.
I know, I can tell. Okay, more water, please, on Vicky Patterson Innuendo Bingo. Now, over to Adele Roberts, early mornings on Radio 1. It's been so hot. But one of Adele's listeners has a special way of coping with these record-breaking temperatures.
And here to get us ready for the weekend is our wonderful resident DJ, Caroline from Bournemouth. Good morning, Caroline.
Good morning.
How are you feeling today, my love?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. Did you manage to sleep last night?
Yeah, it was all right.
In the heat, what was your technique of keeping alive?
A little bit of a fanning action.
Whatever it takes to get to sleep, do you know what I mean?
In the heat, what was your technique of keeping alive?
A little bit of a fanning action.
Fanning action, of course, which will definitely cool you down. Thank you, Ashley, for that one.
Oh, wow, that was a good one.
Now we're going over to Good Morning Britain on ITV. Water, please. Loads of it. They've got some breaking news here about the Prime Minister. Now, I must have missed this story at the time. I don't know how.
Good morning, Britain. Our top story: has David Cameron suffered a blow in Europe?
This game's ridiculous.
So good today.
Has David Cameron suffered a blow in Europe?
Things weren't going the way David had hoped, I don't think, in Europe. Thank you, Anna, for sending that one to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Okay, we're not that far away from the end, but I know you're both having a lovely time.
That's ridiculous.
Are you okay, Chris?
No, I'm good. Yeah, no, this is a good game.
Now,
it's just wet.
A favourite from last week, and if you can take some more water there, please. We're going over to Fast and Furioso on BBC Radio 4. Being a musician requires remarkable talent. Vicky, Chris, both listen carefully as you might learn something here.
I've heard this before.
That's just a trumpet there on the beginning. Nothing to worry about.
You scared us in the spray. That was a shock spray.
Oh no. Now the mascara's running.
Oh no.
Sad face. You look like Gemma Collins when she was in that helicopter. Remember on I'm a Celebrity? So good.
Crying in the
classic
helicopter.
Water, please.
I can't deal with the trumpet at the beginning of it. It sets me off.
I know, sorry. Just try and think past the trumpet.
Seriously.
Think past the trumpet. Here we go.
That is much more control than...
We're not going to be able to do this one.
Just get
Why are you scared?
Don't get scared, and I've just got to ignore the
trumpets. Just a trumpet. Just ignore the trumpets.
Right, okay.
Okay, I'm not going to start it from the beginning again, because that's too much.
Right, okay.
Here we go. Water, please.
But there's tonguing and all that that goes into it.
There is. I mean, something we practice, you know, if you tongue, you say ta 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 ta. If you want to tongue faster, you make a noise in your throat between these. So rather than da da da, you go. If you slow that down, it's dug 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 dug.
Trumpeter, trumpeter Alistair McKee there, sharing some tricks of the trade of blowing your own trumpet, as it were. Don't think I'd leave the house. Now back to ITV and this morning.
This is the wettest I've ever been.
Well, come on.
That's what we'd have written on the back of our book if there was innuendo bingo.
Yeah. But that's going on the book when the book deal comes out. Water, please. Eamon Holmes is once again being brutally honest to one of the callers on this morning.
It's really hard to meet, or, you know, it seems very hard to meet a genuinely nice person that is looking for a long-term
relationship. But, Kerry, you don't have any grass. Your back garden's bald at the minute.
Oh, Eamon.
Eamon. So honest. And explaining that the grass isn't always greener on the other side.
Kerry, you don't have any grass. Your back garden's bald at the minute.
Michael in rugby saw that one. Okay, got a couple more. Now we're going over to Radio 1 Newsbeat. It's so wet over there. Sometimes I find it dangerous to speculate on what might happen at Glastonbury, but Newsbeat did it anyway.
And the first full day of music at Glastonbury is going to get underway. Florence and the Machine will headline tonight after Foo Fighters frontman Dave Grohl broke his leg. But there's still a question mark over who will fill her slot.
That actually took my breath away. That's
such good spray in action.
You've got amazing spray.
But there's still a question mark over who will fill her slot.
Turned out it was the Libertines. No one was expecting that. And finally, thank you, Joe and Ipswich, for that one.
Do you want one more?
Finally, let's make it a good one.
Cheers.
Here is Steve Wright on BBC Radio 2. Now, Steve is talking to Richard Taylor about how to spot a good cut of meat. Vicky's lost it. Oh no! That's so awful, Chris. That was really close up.
That's bad,
man.
Come on.
Hang on.
Steve's talking to Richard Taylor about meat and good cuts of meat. No, we can't go on.
Okay,
we're fine.
All right.
Now, I bet Steve never realised he would have to ask his butcher this question.
What am I looking for? Let's imagine I'm looking for a nice piece of steak.
It doesn't want to be too wet or sticky. I wouldn't buy anything vacuum-packed. Basically, you need to go to a butcher and talk to the butcher and ask him where it came from and which animal it was from, what breed it was, how it was hung.
And that was today's Innuendo Bingo. Thank you, Will and Chris in Wigan. They heard that one.
Oh, my God.
Wow. I mean, you've been a fantastic Innuendo Bingo guest. One of the best, I think.
Yeah.
One of the best. Thank you, Vicky.
Thank you so much for having us, guys.
You genuinely really enjoyed that, didn't you? I can tell.
That was loads of fun.
Thank you, Rika. Come and see us again soon. Let's have another game.
Will do.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
Bring
yeah.
me cagoule.
Bring a cagoule next time. You can watch that later on BBC iPlayer.
The Scott Mills Daily.
There seems to be quite a lot of people listening in class today at school. Mr. Robinson's been on. Now, do I have to call him Mr. Robinson or can I call him Phil?
No.
Do you remember how weird it was when you found out what your teacher's actual name was?
Yeah. But I remember once getting in a lot of trouble because I would shout their first name. Wouldn't shout it. I'd say it quietly and then try and get louder and louder.
They don't like that at all, do they?
I remember the teacher told me off. His first name was Greg. Big up to you if you're listening now.
Second name?
Anchor.
Greg Anchor.
Don't, please, because I've already been in trouble for this once.
Well, this has gone well. Anyway, so Mr. Robinson, who is the teacher of English at the George Salter Academy, year 11, to doing their coursework listening to Radio 1. And they started listening about 5 minutes ago. So hello, English class. And hello, Phil, Mr. Robinson.
And I should say hello, Mr. Anchor as well, if you're
big
listening.
Big up to Mr. Anchor as well, if he's listening. You've really angered him now again.
Who'd have thought, like, all these years on? BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Hayes and I was watching last night Claire Balding's show, Today at Wimbledon. Have you seen it?
I've seen bits of it, yeah.
It's really good, you know. Love Balding. And obviously you get all the tennis highlights on there from the day. It's like a nice roundup.
Yeah, that's why I'm surprised you watch it. Like,
I don't watch it very often, but I caught a little bit of it last night and I thought it was really good.
It's just the idea of you sitting down watching sport.
Yeah. No, I get caught up in it, you know. And as we know, we've said this before, tennis sometimes can be a very noisy game, can't it? Depending on who's playing. And obviously watching it on TV is great. And Five Live, they have excellent commentary on there. But sometimes, you know, when they send just a reporter down there and you just hear their report, I don't know, I think you kind of miss out on stuff. Because all you can really hear is the person doing their report and the odd grunt in the background of the report.
Well, that's true, yeah.
Yeah. So here's an idea that I had while watching Balding's new show last night. How about in the next half hour, well, actually quite soon, if I send you out to the streets, outside Radio 1, find two people and convince them that you are a sports reporter, but you've mucked up. You're supposed to be at Wimbledon, but you're actually miles away. And to prevent you from not getting the sack, you have to persuade them to make grunting noises in the background of your report so it sounds like you are at Wimbledon and then you won't get fired.
Right.
You're right?
Okay.
That sounds simple enough, does it?
So I would be pretending to be a sports reporter.
Yeah, put yourself in that place. You're a sports reporter, a young, exciting
sports
reporter.
Well, no, I'm really
reporter.
Good at that. I know the voice that I need to do for that.
Okay. And you've got to find two people and it needs to sound like you're at Wimbledon, but you've messed up, you're not there, so can they just make grunting noises in the background?
Right, even though we're nowhere near Wimbledon.
Shall I... are you ready to do this now?
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
All right, so I will... I'll speak to you just after half two, then.
Fine.
All right, sport boy?
All right.
All right, then. The Scott Mills Daily. Chris Stark, where are you?
Hello. So I'm just down the road, fairly near Stupid Street, actually.
Oh, that's not been on for a while.
No, it's nice to be back.
Are they still stupid on there?
I think so, yeah. They all look pretty stupid. They look stupid,
right?
Yeah. You know how it is.
Okay, so it's a road not far away from Radio 1. I need you, for this experiment today, for this idea, I need you to find two willing members of the public, okay?
Yep, okay.
And you need to ask them to help you out with a sports report on Radio 1 in the next few minutes, live on air.
Right, okay.
Okay, so, I mean, London people being what they are, everyone's in a bit of a rush, probably. I don't know whether this is going to be successful or not, but let's try it. Just go up and ask a few people.
Okay, but I've got to pretend I'm doing a sports report.
Yeah, be in a bit of a flap because you've messed up something and they need to help you with the sport report.
Yeah, okay, all right then. I can do that.
Okay, off you go.
Yes. Excuse me, sir, I'm doing a sports report. Can you help us?
No, sorry.
No. Okay, hang on. Yeah, this is going to be difficult.
Yeah.
You know, everyone's so rude around here. Guys, I'm doing a live sports report for the BBC. No interest?
No, sorry.
No, it just involves grunting. No, they're not having that. Right.
We haven't thought this through, have we? We forgot that we're in London and people are very busy and don't want to talk to you.
I know, it's not really happening at the moment. Would you like to help me with a sports report for the BBC? It just involves some grunting.
Oh, sorry about busy, sorry.
No, it would really help me out.
No,
he's not having it.
Another no there.
Okay.
Let's play a song and then let me know if you find anybody, all right?
All right then, mate.
We do need two people for this. All right, wait there.
All right. The Scott
Mills Daily. Right, I think Chris has found somebody. He's on the streets. Hello, Chris.
Hello, you okay?
You found someone to do this, yeah?
We've got two people here, I think. Hang on a second.
You've got two people?
Guys, can we borrow you for 1 minute?
Yeah, go on.
Hang here 1 minute. I'll explain all.
So, Chris, you've got your two people, right?
I think we have, yes.
Okay, I want you to tell them that you are about to do a sports report on Radio 1, but you can't be bothered to go to actual Wimbledon, even though you're supposed to be doing a report from there. You're nowhere near Wimbledon, so ask them just a small favour, okay?
Okay, all right.
You know, the grunting that happens during tennis? Ask them to do that so it sounds like a match is going on.
Yep, okay.
Then it'll sound like you're actually there and you won't get in trouble with your boss.
Okay, guys, I'm about to do a sports report for Radio 1.
Right.
I've kind of messed up, so I'm nowhere near Wimbledon. I can't get there in time. So would you mind just pretending to be tennis players in the background? All you got to do is kind of grunt like a tennis player would, and it will kind of make it sound like we're there. Because obviously it's just on radio.
Okay, are you ready then, Chris?
Yeah, we're all ready to go on our end. Are you guys ready in studio?
We are absolutely ready for you to file your sports report from Wimbledon.
How long to go, Scott?
15 seconds.
15 seconds, so just take it in turns to grunt loudly.
Yeah, okay, and then tell them that it'll make you sound like you're actually at Wimbledon when you're not, and you won't get in trouble with your boss.
It will just make it sound like we're at Wimbledon and I won't get in trouble. You know how to grunt. Hang on. Just that kind of thing, okay? And then just make it like a rally. Okay, we're ready when you are.
And coming to you with your sports report in 3, 2, 1. Cue Chris.
Scott, you join me as the sun shines down on centre court where two of the top seeds are battling it out in probably one of the tournament's biggest games so far. Both aren't strangers to centre court, of course, and in a duel of form against experience, it'll be interesting to see how this plays out. The match so far, well, neither breaking serve. It's looking like it's going to be going the distance.
Yes.
The length of the rally happening right now is extraordinary. Not sure if you can hear it, Scott.
Chris, this is so weird. I think maybe sign off now.
It's Chris Stark, live from Centre Court at Wimbledon. Over to you, Scott.
That was brilliant.
Sound good?
This is going really well. Shall we try it once more?
Can do, yeah. BBC
Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
So, at the moment, Chris is on the streets outside Radio 1, and he is playing the role of a fairly useless sports reporter who is meant to be at Wimbledon Tennis for a live report, but he has not managed to get there in time. So, now he needs to convince people to make grunting noises so it sounds that he is at the tennis for the report. Now, I'm hearing that Chris may have found someone else, so let's go over to him now.
Hey, excuse me, I'm doing a sports report. Can you possibly help us?
Yeah, sure.
Basically, I'm going to be... I've got to do a live sports report. It's going to involve you doing some grunting.
Okay.
Yeah? Okay, this is... Yep, okay.
It'll really help me out.
It'll really help me out, basically. If I just read this sports report live, because it's on the radio, if you don't mind just grunting in the background,
yeah, sure.
It'll make it sound like I'm actually at Wimbledon.
Explain that you're supposed to be at Wimbledon, but you've messed up your timings. You're nowhere near.
I'm meant to be at Wimbledon at the moment. Yeah. I've kind of mucked up. I'm nowhere near.
Yeah.
Tell him you're going to be sacked if the boss finds out that you're not at Wimbledon.
So if you don't mind, to save me being sacked, if you don't mind just grunting loudly. Thing is, as it's only you, you're going to have to act like you're two players.
Yeah,
if you don't mind doing one low and then one high, like, oh, that kind
really
of thing.
Yeah.
That would really help me out. I'll do the sports report. Are you ready in the studio?
Yeah, okay. So he needs to be two different people having a tennis match.
Yeah. Okay, I think we're ready to go.
Okay. Okay, Chris, coming to you from Wimbledon in 3, 2, 1. Cue Chris. Right.
Scott, you join me here at Centre Court of Wimbledon, where two of the top seeds are battling it out in probably one of the biggest tournaments in the world, in one of the biggest games the tournament's seen so far. Of course, the match so far, well, neither breaking serve. It's looking like it will go the distance. Length of the rally happening right now is quite extraordinary. I'm not sure if you can hear that, Scott. The length's over 20 shots right now. Wonder if this match will no doubt become the favourite to win Wimbledon this year. We'll keep you updated throughout the day. It's Chris Stark from Centre Court, Wimbledon. Back to you, Scott. Thank you so much. That was absolutely brilliant. Thank you so much. Cheers, mate. Okay.
That was brilliant. Chris.
Yeah.
He had absolutely no idea what was going on there, did he?
No, he didn't. No.
No, but I loved it that he was two tennis players because you're like, there's only one of him. That was brilliant.
He's just grunting away. He loved it.
So good.
Weird thing is, he's in a full suit as well. He looked like he was someone really official. Quite weird.
Just grunting as two people.
Yeah.
Right, I think you need to run away really quick. So good. Thank you. Come back. The Scott Mills Daily. I'm still impressed by your tennis work, you know.
Well, no, I'm impressed with everyone else's work on this one. You know, it's easy for me to be a sports reporter.
Yeah, it was good when he went out. So Chris was on the streets pretending that he was at Wimbledon. He told people that he'd messed up his timings. He was supposed to be at Wimbledon. So I asked them to make grunting noises in the background so it sounded like he was there. The man and girl playing tennis, that was different.
It was different. Yeah, a few people are saying, you know, why did you do that? Why did you get a guy and a girl on? It's not very realistic.
Mm.
I think that's the least of the issues that's going on here.
In what way?
Well, they're grunting in real life.
That's true. Here they are.
The length of the rally happening right now is extraordinary. Not sure if you can hear it, Scott.
Chris, this is so weird. I can't believe that people said yes to it, because I wouldn't do that. I mean, a few people said no, but you managed to get some people that were quite up for it.
It's the middle of the street.
And what a hero, that guy that pretended to be two tennis players by making his voice go higher and lower.
Scott, you join me here at Centre Court at Wimbledon, where two of the top seeds are battling it out in probably one of the biggest tournaments in the world, in one of the biggest games the tournament's seen so far.
He really thought that, like, you were going to lose your job unless he pretended that he was two people at Wimbledon.
What a hero.
And you can tell that by the amount of effort he went into there.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
So, this Sunday on BBC Radio 1, it's the last ever chart on a Sunday, because the official chart is moving to Fridays on Greg James' show. So it's Clara's last chart show on Sunday from 4 o'clock. End of an era, isn't it? Chart show on a Sunday. So to see it off, we are turning Sunday on Radio 1 into Chart Day, and we'll be playing the biggest hits of each year. So every hour from 6 a.m, you can hear the top 20 from every year, starting in 2005 until today, leading us up to the final weekly Sunday official chart with Clara from 4 p.m. this Sunday on Radio 1. So, the top 20 from every year from 2005 onwards, all day this Sunday, before the last ever Sunday chart show. Starts at 6 a.m. on Saturday. It's chart day.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You know when you see a text that comes into Radio 1, or generally to your phone sometimes, and you think, you really haven't thought that through, have you? You know, Jess Glynn's had to cancel a lot of festival performances and that recently.
Yeah.
Someone sets in going, well, her voice seems all right to me. I think it's a sympathy vote. No, because...
That was the best noise you've ever made.
Making me a little bit angry. Do you think maybe she recorded the song before the throat problems there?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, Ben.
Don't let people get to you, Mills. Come on.
Didn't think that through, did you? I bet you wish you'd never send it now. Greg James is coming up.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Tune. See, Dave Grohl's foot sounds perfectly fine there, doesn't it? I think it's sympathy vote. Foo Fighters and Rope on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills here. Now, I understand you're not here tomorrow, Chris.
I'm not. I'm off on a stag do.
Did you fill in that holiday form? Because I'm hearing about this quite last minute.
I mean, you've literally just found out, haven't
you? So, do you know where your passport is?
I don't know. Right. I know I need to get to Berlin.
Sure. And who are you allowed to say who this stag do is for, or would you?
Yes, it's my girlfriend's sister's fiancé.
Oh, the one that wanted Ed Sheeran to play at the wedding?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, well, have a good time.
Cheers, mate.
And I'll see you, well, hopefully Monday.
Well, I might call in. I might check in at some point, if that's all right.
Yeah, sure. I know you'll be missing us. What time do you go to Berlin? You don't even know, do you?
I think about midday.
Yeah, sure. Get in touch tomorrow.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Good afternoon, Craig James.
Good afternoon. Nice to see you both sober.
Nice to see you sober. Oh, you've missed a great bingo today, you know. Vicky Pattinson, Battison, what a laugh, from Geordie Shore.
Got a new book here.
They called her Pattinson. Yeah, you can have that if you want. Or do you want it, Chris? Sorry, I just gave you a copy of the book away.
Okay,
there.
I was about to use the front page to write the scores for real or no real, though.
Oh, were you really?
That's not bad. That won't affect the quality of the read later on.
And okay, we go for it then.
Have you read it?
He read a page about tuna's just sashimi me, and that was it.
I read a page halfway through to then make it sound like I'd read the whole book.
Yeah, but she wasn't having any of that because she's not actually stupid.
No, she's not.
No.
But you can't not read this in a Geordie accent.
Is that true?
Even if you're reading it quietly to yourself. In your head, you're doing a Geordie accent.
In my head, when I was reading it, I heard a Geordie accent, but the problem is I can't then do the accents to be able to say it.
Okay, let's hear your Geordie then.
No, I said Greg, you do it.
Come on.
I'm just wondering if I can read this a little bit.
It's not rude. It's not erotic. Oh, is it? Some of it's quite erotic.
No, just some of it might be rude.
Is it a bit blue, some of it?
Well, the word jostled is in here.
Oh, no, I don't want that on this show, thank you.
Why, aye.
Shall we crack on with the game,
lads? He was jostled for the millionth time, that deer.
Okay, well, that sounds
and
like...
And she gritted her teeth.
Actually, I might borrow that next. Here's real or no real.
Before 81199, if you wanted to get in touch with Radio 1, you had to text 07786 201111.
Oh, wow, like a pirate radio station.
I love it on pirate stations.
Yeah.
I've never heard one, but apparently they give
what
out their... They give out their own mobile numbers.
Yeah, they
do.
Want
to shout out? Just text me on 07706. Why would you do that?
So 07786 201 111.
That was the Radio 1 text number. Or was it? Before 81199.
Oh, well, everything starts somewhere. Where it began.
I've never sent a fax, but I imagine at some point Radio 1 had to give out a fax number.
Yeah.
Is that what you do?
Mm-hmm. They used to do that on the 10-hour takeover.
Yes.
Used to do a request via fax.
I actually
10-hour takeover.
Do you remember?
I found some footage the other day of me giving out the fax number on Radio 1 and then introducing the new one by A1.
I'm going to text it, see if it comes through. I imagine it. Would well, it no, I reckon it might still work.
It'll be a mobile in the office somewhere, won't it?
What do you think if it's just a mobile
just
phone?
One mobile phone.
It says the boss's mobile.
The battery probably still lasts on it, though.
Where's the old text thing?
It's that flip phone that we used to have in the office.
Yeah.
There's only one way of finding out if this works or not. Let's have a quick look. No, it didn't work.
It didn't work, but somewhere someone's getting that text.
Mm. Do you think they've reassigned the number? You
know, yeah, it'll be popping up on Antiques Roadshow. That's where Scott, the text will come through on.
Scott, you used to do a thing about that, didn't you?
What?
You used to do a thing where, you know, when they used to reassign old phone numbers to people.
Yes,
and
yes,
now
yes.
People have phone
they have
numbers.
That number. Yeah,
it just came through.
No, oh, it did.
I just sent a text going, I love. It works.
It still works.
Yeah. The number still works.
What?
So I imagine that's what you used to have to do in the olden days. So I think this is real.
Well, it's definitely real. I just tried it.
That one is real.
Yes. No one checks it anymore, it says here. But
well,
actually,
it
still comes through.
That's amazing.
How did that work?
I've just sent you another one there.
Shall we start as a touch of class? Let's go back to that old number from now on.
Yeah.
Let's just start reading that out.
I'd quite like to fax in to the show tomorrow, maybe.
I just sent you a little text there. Have a look on the screen.
Yes. It works. That's actually the geekiest but most exciting part of my day so far. And next.
Chris Evans has celebrated getting the Top Gear job by investing in a miniature railway that he can ride around his house.
That's wicked.
Oh, what?
That's wicked.
The dream.
If I had the money, I'd build, like, I know it's a bit who, but I'd build a massive scale electrics, like a massive one. Like a massive one.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Have everything. Like,
all over the house.
That'd be so good. It'd be so good. And actually, do you know what? He's probably got a lot of money at the moment, so why wouldn't you do that?
He's had a lot of money for ages.
I think, yeah, he's always had quite a fair bit.
I think it was that radio station he bought and then sold.
Mm. That would do it. So Chris Evans is going to buy a miniature railway, and that's how he celebrates getting the Top Gear job.
I was completely obsessed with an electric train set when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Like, I properly had it on a board. And you made, it's the best.
Did you have fake shrubbery?
Yeah.
Like your own trees?
Oh, I love that.
I made it. You make it out of sawdust and glue and you paint it.
And it took up the whole room.
What were your toys when you were younger, Mills? What was the kind of thing that you'd make out of, what did you used to do? Just fascinating. Scott Mills as a child, what were the old school Mills toys?
Hoop and a stick.
Oh, that's gone down badly. Hoop and a stick. How did that even work? Did you used to have to whip the hoop, didn't you? Try and make it go.
We just popped out back and played with hoop and a stick.
Conkers were on.
Conkers. Just all year round. Really mad child.
I can't
child.
Wait to get back from school.
Like a really mad little boy.
Hoop and a stick and some conkers.
You preserve them when they're not in season.
Did you used to flick coins near to the wall as possible?
Tiddlywinks.
Yeah, all that. And then sometimes my mum and dad would take a picture of me on their camera, which is one of those things. There's a box.
And they put a black sheet over there.
That's right. Real or no real, Chris Evans has bought a miniature railway.
Yeah, real. Must be.
Yes?
Real.
That one is no real.
No. Oh, I can't breathe. And next.
A new version of bubble wrap has been released, which you have to inflate yourself.
Rubbish. That's the whole idea of bubble wrap. It's fun to pop.
Mm.
That can't be one.
Whoa. Why?
Bubble wrap. Like, it's not going to pop anymore.
Make your own bubble wrap.
Well, why is that? That's like going backwards.
Yeah.
That's like taking Concorde out of commission. The planes aren't as fast anymore. We're going backwards.
It's not a new version of bubble wrap.
No, it's a worse version.
It's a worse version.
Because you can't pop it.
To inflate it yourself.
Didn't have that in my day, obviously.
I think it's just no real.
I'm going to say no real.
That one is real.
Yeah, where's the fun in that? So it's not going to pop, it just inflates yourself. Apparently it's cheaper. Cheaper to ship. Yeah. And finally,
Bruce Forsyth is older than the first TV channel.
Well, I love that we have one of these every time I'm on.
Why is this still on?
So the first TV channel.
What was the...
I mean...
Are you going to say what was the first TV channel?
No, I was just going to go through all the other ones that we've had about Bruce.
What was the very first TV show then? Great question, that, isn't it? That is a question we should all know.
Do you reckon it was probably the news?
Yeah.
Well, it probably was the news, wasn't it?
Mm. And in the news today, we now have the news.
Yeah.
This is it.
So if Bruce Forsyth's older than that, are we suggesting that he might have presented the first ever show on TV?
Whatever.
No, but he wasn't the first. We're not saying he was the first person to appear on the TV. At some point, he would have been a child.
Hello. Hello, I'm the first person on TV.
I wonder what the show was.
Imagine those are the first words. Hello, I'm the first person on TV.
He's been on ever since. He's an absolute legend. I love him. If you ever get the chance to see him at work, it's quite incredible. The absolute king of television.
I love the idea of the first print. You know, that the first man on the moon had a proper speech. You know, the first Radio 1 voice was Tony Blackburn.
One giant leap.
Yeah, he goes, hello, I'm the first person on TV. Here's the news.
Real or no real, Bruce Forsyth is older than the first television channel.
I'm as old as ice.
Right. Was that real or no real last time? I can't remember.
What, older than ice?
It was...
No, he's not older than ice.
I can't remember if that was real or no real.
No, it was older than all of Stereo Kicks put together.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was it.
That's a good one.
And we worked out he would have had to be about 180.
Okay. Real or no real?
Older than the first TV channel. Now, I think the first TV channel, I'm just doing the maths. I'm going to say real.
No real.
That one is real.
What?
Yes, Bruce was born in February 1928. The first proper TV station opened in May that year.
Did he open it?
Hello, I'm the first person on TV.
He's not even won. He's on telly.
At the end of that round of real or no real?
I got 20, we got 10.
Oh, anything on today?
Well, funny you should mention that. We were supposed to have Rita Ora, but she's cancelled.
Oh.
So what I've done is I've turned that negative into a positive.
Sure.
And we are going to create a hashtag called Find a Famous. And we will find a guest at 10:05 with the help of the Radio 1 listeners.
I really like that.
I want to dance by water beneath the Mexican sky.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Those are the best bits of Thursday's show. Back on tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.